Welcome back and happy Tuesday. I have another fabulous guest for you this week. This week we're going to be talking about the role of external communications. We will be looking once again from financial services lens, but this is applicable really across industries. And I have a longtime friend and former colleague in Christina Anderson, who is the Director of External Communications at BBVA USA. So Christina, thank you so much for being here and I'm so happy to have you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to see your beautiful face again after all this time.
And you too, with all the changes underway and with everything that we're going through and pandemic and being self-isolating, quarantined, however you may be at this point in time, it's great to see you either way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when I was thinking of this topic, I could not think of a better person than you to address this. And I think back to the days when we were working together at BBVA and that process and how so often people don't fully understand the role of external communication. So why don't we start there, Christina? What is the role of external communications and what does a day in the life look like?
A day in the life, I will be honest, is varied. No 2 days look the same. Honestly, it's different from hour to hour, day to day. But just in terms of what external communications is, it's a way of communicating a brand's mission, vision, values to audiences outside the bank. Put very simply, we focus really in doing it in an authentic way, because if you consider how consumers are bringing in information these days, it's really like a fire hose. There's so many different ways that they can consume information. There's so many different channels that they get their information from. So for external communications with a brand, it's really a goal of portraying the mission, vision, the values of the organization in a cohesive way in order to break through some of that clutter that they're seeing. But then when they encounter your brand in any channel, they're hearing about it in the exact same way, no matter which channel that they're in.
Yeah, I think the consistency is certainly important and making sure that same message is coming out. And what I've also always enjoyed about how you and how BBVA more broadly tells a story is it's very humanizing in nature in many ways, which I think is powerful. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, especially since we're thinking about it from the lens of financial services, how does external communications impact the overall business of a bank?
How it impacts the overall business is it really seeks to help them promote their credibility and their reputation. I think, one of the things that it does too is it ensures that a bank is speaking to consumers externally. And just like I said before, it's one cohesive voice. It's one message, no matter what channel that you're interacting with them in. Beyond that, it also helps assess areas of risk or areas of opportunity for the bank externally and helps us respond appropriately to them. So there's a lot of different ways that external communications works within the bank. I think a part of it, too, is having that cohesive voice these days, and I referenced it before, their consumers have so many different channels through which they get information that having a voice that's consistent and cohesive is just really key to breaking through some of that clutter for them and helping them establish who that bank is in the midst of a lot of other banks.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you can get blinded by really trying to differentiate when you're talking about you versus someone else. So let's make it a little bit more broad for a second. This is a conversation maybe sometimes moves into a debate with myself and people at different times. But why is branding so important to financial institutions? Why is that a crucial part of their strategy, or why should it be?
Well, you just talked about it, right? I mean, there are, how many financial institutions here alone in the U.S.? There are thousands of financial institutions in the U.S. So having a brand that sets itself apart from all of those thousands of financial institutions is very important, because otherwise what the consumer sees is commoditized products, perhaps. commoditized services, and they have to understand that there is a brand behind those products and services that makes them different, and that they understand what that brand stands for, who that brand is, in order to break through all of that clutter that they're seeing among the thousands of financial institutions.
You're absolutely right there. And it's, I think another thing that on that point that, you have done and the institution has done very well, and speaking because I used to be there, is, you know, I talked a little bit about humanizing, and the current US CEO in Javier Soler, mm-hmm. I think does a fabulous job of being present. And so it's not just about the brand is in the institution, but it's about him as part of that brand, where mm-hmm. as if you're someone who's following BBVA US, you know, part of the US story and USA story, you're connected with Javier, and you almost feel like without even having to know him, you know him a little bit, because he's mm-hmm. so omnipresent in those messages as well, which I think is super powerful. Mm-hmm. All right, Christina, well, that's all the time that we have for now. Thank you so much for your perspective. I'm happy to get you here on Tech Tuesday. And for all of you, please click the link below. You will see more of Christina's background. She answers the Q&As where we talk about this stuff in more depth, and there's some really great gems in there, I will tell you that. If you have questions for myself or Christina, you will also find all of her contact information there as well. And until next week, we look forward to seeing you again. Christina, lovely seeing you.
Thank
and
you.
We will
Good
see
to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.